High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good evening. Once again, we welcome you back inside Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska for our nightcap, the boys' championship game of the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament, pitting the Johnson-Brock Eagles against the Tri-County Trojans. And John, on a personal note, our producer-engineer Kurt Kilman brought us into this broadcast playing Elvis Presley's Don't Be Cruel, kind of a tribute to the late Scott Cox, who worked the board for us for many years back at Sunny 101.3. One of our best memories of Scott is he loved Elvis Presley, and he used to lead us into our broadcast with an Elvis song almost every time.
Nearly every day.
Yes, he did. Well, John, we just had an exciting overtime contest where the Sacred Heart Irish, after trailing throughout almost the entire ball game, came back and picked up a 67-60 overtime win over Johnson-Brock, ending Johnson-Brock's, I believe it was a 17-game win streak. And now we move to the boys' championship game, again involving Johnson-Brock. This time the Johnson-Brock boys taking on the Tri-County Trojans. Now, Johnson-Brock, John, comes into this thing 18-0 on the season. They won the last eight games last year, so they're on a 25-game win streak. Tri-County's not having too shabby a year either. They are 14-4 on the season coming into this one, so there's no reason to believe that this next matchup couldn't be just as exciting as the last one, John.
Surely could. They met earlier this year. It was back on December 15th. And Johnson Brock won the game 40-27. So kind of a low scoring number for these two teams here. 40-27 was the final that night. Tri-County is ranked number 10 in C2 at 14-3. Johnson Brock ranked number 1 in D1. 18-0 on the season. They've won 26 in a row over the last two seasons.
John, you hear us mention a lot on these broadcasts our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That's Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. Also the friends at Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, and our presenting sponsor, as well as Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas. We want to invite you to say thanks to those folks if you enjoy these broadcasts, along with all of our other high school basketball sponsors that we have throughout the season. Without their support, John, we just couldn't be out here on the road working these ball games as we are this evening here at Southern High School. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for the boys' championship game coming up right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at four locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Southern High School. Up next, the boys' championship game of the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament, featuring the Johnson Eagles 18-0, the Tri-County Trojans 14-4. Tri-County got here by defeating Pawnee City. The final in that one was 48-35. Johnson Brock arrived at this championship game by posting a 50-39 win over Exeter Milligan Friend. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this game. First of all, for the Tri-County Trojans, they'll go with Caden Bales. Bales is 6'3 and a senior. Drew Sims. Sims, a 5'10 sophomore. Brayden Strauff. Strauff is a 5'11 senior. Cameron Reynolds, a senior at 6'4. And Tayton Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer, a senior. He stands 6'3. The Trojans, as we said, 14-4, and they are coached by head coach Jeremy Sims. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, 18-0 on the season, they'll go with Sloan Pelican. Pelican, a 5'9 senior. He averages 7.7 points per contest. Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, a junior at 6'2, 15 points per game on the season. Brody Kaler, 6'2 sophomore, 14 points per game on the year. Kason Dollinghouse is a junior at 6'2. He averages 10.5 points per game. And to round out Lucas Dollinghouse's starting five, it'll be Leighton Behrens. Behrens, a senior at 6'. He scores 4.6 points per contest, but his big strong suit, he drags down a bushel basket full of rebounds in each and every ball game. He's kind of a role player, works hard under the board. Leighton Behrens working hard to pull down those rebounds for the Eagles. That's the starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. As we said, they are 18-0 on the season. Recapping the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening, first of all, on the girls' consolation game, it was Lord Central Catholic defeating Diller O'Dell 58-46 for third place. Lord's taking third place. On the boys' third place bracket, it was Exeter Milligan Friend defeating Pawnee City 61-48. You heard that game here on Sunny 101.3. And then, of course, the girls' championship game completed just a few minutes ago. Sacred Heart with a 67-60 overtime win over the Johnson Brock Eagles.
We had a couple other games in the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. They finished up for the night in the girls' championship. Elwin Murdoch defeated Freeman 43-37. And according to my report, in the boys' game, Auburn defeated Freeman by the same score of 43-37. So
interesting.
Auburn and Elwin Murdoch, the champions of the ECNC this year.
Also, a couple of college finals for you involving Peru State College. The Peru State women tonight defeated Central Methodist University 84-72. Congratulations to the Lady Bobcats. And in the men's game, Peru State picked up another win, defeating Central Methodist. The final in that one, 81-67 in the All Wheeler Activity Center tonight at Peru. So congratulations to both the Bobcats women's and men's teams on their wins over Central Methodist. Just a few moments away from getting into our opening tip-off, trying to remind you that we'll have high school basketball for you next Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, we'll have Fall City at Diller O'Dell on KTMC. Mount City will be playing at Rockport on Sunny 101.3. Then this coming Thursday, February 8th, I will be at the Johnson Brock when Freeman comes to town for a girl-boy doubleheader. John, that ought to be a couple of dandy ball games, Freeman and Johnson Brock, girls and boys. And that'll be coming up Thursday. And also on Thursday, HTRS will be playing at Fall City. John will have the call for you on those games over on our sister station, KTNC. And then, of course, the following week, John, we move right into girls' sub-district action. Boy, these seasons just go by faster every year, John.
By quickly now once you get to this stage of the season. All right, Johnson Brock, the home team tonight, seeded number one in the tournament.
finishing up the introduction of the starters here over the public address system. Again, for Tri-County, Caden Bales, Drew Sims, Braden Straw, Cameron Reynolds, and Tayden Gronemeyer. And they just finished the introductions for Johnson Brock. We're meeting all the non-starters. That's what's taking so long. I wondered what was going on. Seemed like we'd been introducing starting lineup for 10 minutes here.
Quite a while here.
Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Boy, John, when we get a game like the one we had in that girls' championship, you and I have so many friends on both sides of the ball at Johnson Brock and at Sacred Heart. No matter who wins, it hurts to see somebody lose that one. That was a great basketball game between two of the best girls' teams in all of Southeast Nebraska. I mean, that's kind of an undisputed fact that a couple of good basketball teams right there. And it's kind of went the way you would expect it. Ended up in overtime. Sacred Heart prevailed this time. Johnson Brock won the first round. Couple of good ball teams, and our congratulations to both of those teams on a fantastic effort in that championship game.
18 three-pointers in the ball game in that game.
You mentioned the free throw situation there. That was late in the ball game.
That was big in the ball game, late in the fourth quarter and overtime. Sacred Heart made 16 out of 19 at the free throw line. They made 21 of 31 for the game. Johnson Brock in the fourth quarter overtime went 2 for 9 and went 10 for 19 in the ball game.
Free throw shooting wins ball game.
Yeah, it does.
That happened again here tonight. All right, Derek Long, our public address announcer, has finally finished up his duties of announcing the starters. We're ready to move to boys' championship basketball, and here's John Nixon.
All right, stepping into the center circle, Cameron Reynolds for Tri-County against Johnson Brock, Brody Kaler. The Trojans will control the ball. They're the visitors on the scoreboard for this one. Sims will take it out on the right side and out of Straw. Straw back to Sims. They play catch against the Johnson Brock zone defense here to start the ballgame. Off the right side, Straw with it down to the baseline to Bales. And now back out. Bales with it right wing now. Bounce pass to the top and now back out. Sims again. Johnson Brock sitting back in that zone. Just daring him to try to shoot over him or try to come inside. Now they'll throw it across the top of the defense. Now it's Bales on the right side of the basketball. Bounce pass into the middle. And the Johnson Brock Eagles defense swarm. Take it down on the left wing and back out.
That's an imposing looking defense here from Johnson Brock, isn't it?
It is. They're not letting anything inside that 3-point line, not even close to the 3-point line.
Student section getting into it here for the Eagles.
Played a minute. No penetration, no shots yet. And now take the ball in and a pass out to the right side for the paint. And now back to the top Sims. Couldn't get the three-pointer away. Down to the right side, Bales. He's cut off. He'll throw it out near midcourt. Coach Jeremy Sims down here on one knee applauding his team's patience. Here's a three ball up and off the mark for Bales. No good. Taylor with the rebound and on the run the other way for Johnson Brock. Sophomore leaves it back for Kason Dollinghouse for three. No good. Rebound loose on the floor, recovered by Braden Straw. Straw to Sims, and now up the floor with it. Straw again.
Follow your shot, John.
Yeah. Somewhere that would help sometimes. And now again, zoned up. Johnson Brock here. They've got three guys out top, two down low. And now pass the ball to the left side with it. Gronemeyer goes in, elevates, shot up, no. Rebound out of bounds off of, I thought sure he was going to point the other way. He gives the ball to Johnson Brock.
Right. Taylor and Dollinghouse were the only two going after it, weren't they?
He was standing right there. I guess I'll believe it.
Johnson Brock fans agree.
Yes, absolutely. Taylor, three ball, left wing, up, no good. And a rebound brought down by Leighton Barron. Barron's off it goes. He'll give the ball up for Kason Dollinghouse. We're going to have a held ball in the middle that will stay with the Eagles this time. So the Eagles will inbound from the baseline. Sloan Pelican to inbound. No, he's not either. He was standing out of bounds. Now he steps in, and it'll be Camden Dollinghouse. He'll bring it out top to Kaler between the circles. Man-to-man defense here by the Trojans. Give the ball up now into the hands of Kason Dollinghouse to Pelican. Kick it out to Kaler. Left side back to Pelican at the top. Little 1-4 low here. Are they down? Running the baseline. Four across the floor for Johnson Brock. Now Camden Dolly House will set the offense. Right side Barrett. Pelican looks from the right side. Nothing there. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse. Man-to-man on one end, zone on the other. Very aggressive play by Tri-County. Turnaround, Barron's in the paint. Up, won't go. And a foul on the rebound going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse.
On Dollinghouse, that'll be his first personal. And team foul number one on Johnson Brock. We've played nearly 3 minutes. 5:05 to go first quarter. Still no score in the ballgame.
Dustin Kapke checks in. 60 senior. He had 10 points. The semifinals off the bench for Tri-County here on Thursday. Sims will walk it up the floor. It looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Now it dropped into kind of a 3-2 zone. And now it's working very well so far. It's the ball in the front court. Stroff looks to Sims. Back to Stroff. Left side it goes. Gronemeyer gets around the defense, shoots it, middle, missed it. Rebound brought down. Kapke up, it won't go. Follow, no, but a whistle and a foul as the ball put up by Gronemeyer.
Foul is going to be called on Leighton Barron's. On Barron's, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
At the free throw line, Tate Gronemeyer, 6'3 senior. Sets fires, and we have our first point 3.5 minutes into the ballgame.
He had a baseball score, 1-0, midway through the first inning.
38 left to go. Free throw up, free throw good, and a 2-0 lead for Tri-County. There come the Eagles to the front. Pelican. Left side, get to a double team, away to Kaler for three. It's up and down. Nothing but net for Brody Kaler. And the Eagles take the lead, 3-2. The other end, Tri-County. Sims, a sophomore, back out to Stroth. They'll play catch inside the volleyball line. Out to the left side, they go with it, Gronemeyer. Around that zone defense put on by Johnson Brock. Now Sims down baseline, double team. Swings it back out top, around, and now Stroff on the right side. Sims, three ball, right corner. Good. Drew Sims with a triple. Puts his team ahead 5-3 at the 3:47 mark of the first quarter. Pelican goes, got tripped up by a defender, out to Kaler. Drives the right side, a push foul on Tri-County before Kaler pushed him off of his forearm.
What a good aggressive move by Kaler to take the ball toward the hole. They're going to put that foul on Tayton Gronemeyer, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Trojans.
Reynolds back in, Kapke back out, and Pelican will inbound to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen will give the ball up now to Camden. Camden gives it off to Pelican. Sloan moving right, whistle and a foul and a blocking foul on Sims.
Drew Sims with his first personal, second team foul of the quarter on Tri-County.
All right, Pelican looking over to Coach Lucas Dollinghouse for the play call. Camden Dollinghouse will trigger in from the sideline, maybe. The official walks out and says, boys, let's settle her down already. Back court to Pelican. Off the left side to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dribble drive on the left side. Double team defense. And the ball is going out of bounds. Back court. And it'll be a turnover by Johnson Brock.
Dad says, who are you throwing that to?
Lucas Dollinghouse, what a great guy.
Yeah.
It's his wife's birthday today. He said, honey, I'll take you to Wymore for your birthday.
There you go.
Watch some basketball. Take it the other way. On the right side. Now back out top to Straw. Left side, three ball, after thinking about it, nothing good for Gronemeyer. He's got five, and the lead is 5-4 Tri-County. The other way, Camden Dollinghouse, double teamed away to Kaler. Kaler, the only point so far, pull-up jumper, good from 12 feet on the left side. He's got five, and it's a three-point Tri-County lead. To the front we go, Straw for the basketball. Stroff off the left side to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer works it around. Sims again and back to Stroff. Defense playing strong. Still not letting anything to the middle. Sims got inside the three-point line. Back to Stroff. He'll drive the hole off the glass. Got her to go. across, makes it 10-5, the lead to Tri-County. Back we go to a 5-point lead, and here is Pelican to Behrens, and now Camden Dollinghouse. Defense comes to him, now out to Kaler. Kaler will hand off to Kaysen Dollinghouse, back to Kaler, open for three from the right, up, no good. The rebound hits the deck at the free throw line and picked up by Stroff, and he'll go to Sims. 1:55 to play in the period. Right side with it, Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer off to Sims, and we come back to Stroff. Stroff to Gronemeyer, looking from the top of the key, left side Sims. Sophomore point guard, and now out Gronemeyer again to Stroff. Dribbling up, free throw line, and now out Sims for three, short, rebound, oh, bad decision there by Camden Reynolds, jumped up, probably got his hand on the back of a Johnson Brock player and got caught for the foul.
Reynolds picks up his first personal 13 foul on Tri-County. Here's Dustin Kapke into the lineup, also checking in Henry Kapke into the game, and for Johnson Brock coming into the ball game is Chase Van Winkle and Austin Meyer.
All right, Camden Dollinghouse to the front, off to Pelican. Left side with the ball there. Van Winkle had it knocked loose, and the ball is touched last by Tri-County off of Henry Kapke. I don't remember Henry Kapke being in the game Thursday, do you?
They play
a lot of players. To the front court, from the back court. Now with it, it's going to be Austin Meyer. Cross court to Kaler. Kaler passes off the right side, Van Winkle in the middle, Camden Dollinghouse, and we've got a foul. And we're going to say that's a shooting foul. Sims is going to kick off for the foul, Randy. His second.
Yeah. Drew Sims, his second personal, team foul number four. They're going to say this was a shooting foul.
A look of disbelief.
Oh, wait, that shows the 15th foul.
Oh, it is. Okay, yep. Free throw up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. He had 20 in the semifinals on Thursday.
Don, I missed a foul somewhere. I only got four.
Two on Sims, one on Reynolds, one on Gronemeyer. That's what I've got.
That's
also.
Four.
Huh. I'm missing one somewhere, probably. Second one on the way. Up and good again. Dollinghouse makes them both. He will check out. Back in the game. Kaysen Dollinghouse. 69 seconds to go. It is a 3-point Johnson Brock deficit. 10-7, Tri-County. Kapke into the middle. Out on the left side, Stroff. And back in the middle, Gronemeyer. Kapke, Gronemeyer. Down in the paint he goes. 1 foot in the lane. Back out. And a 3-pointer on the rim. No good. Kapke rebounded out of there with it. Will come Kaler. Kaler ahead to Kaysen Dollinghouse on the rim of the other end. No. Van Winkle, the rebound. Passes off, gets it right back with 38 seconds to go. Jumps in the air. Kaysen Dollinghouse for three on the rim. Won't go. And which tied up. Dustin Kapke comes down with the rebound for Tri-County. 25 seconds to go. Coach Jerry Sims holds up one finger. Is that the play or is that play for one? 19 seconds to go in the first. All right, left side, Gronemeyer. High post goes into Caden Bales, and he got bumped and fouled by Van Winkle.
Chase Van Winkle called for the personal on Chase's first. Team foul number three on Johnson Brock.
13 seconds left in the period. Inbounding the ball, the trigger man on the baseline, Braden Stroff, the 5'11 senior. Takes the ball, looks, still looking, comes into Gronemeyer beyond the three-point line on the right side of the floor. Back to Henry Kapke. Now he goes off to Stroff, 5 on the clock, bounce pass, Gronemeyer, back, they swing it around, and they get it off before the buzzer, and it's up, and it's good, Stroff at the buzzer, we've seen a bunch of those over the last couple of days, 13-7 after one, Tri-County, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready for the second quarter. Go ahead, first one went in a hurry with second quarter action. Here's Randy Gatula. All right, the basketball's going to belong to the Tri-County Trojans when we resume action. Keaton Bales will be inbounding the pass. Bales tosses into Stroff. Stroff across the midcourt line, onto the dribble to the top of the circle. On the right side, into the corner, deep down bases, Sims. Sims feeds it inside to Reynolds. Cameron Reynolds can't get anywhere. Back up top to Stroud. Around the outside perimeter to the left side, Bales. Here's Sims with a fall-away jumper from 12 feet up and off no good. Sloan Pelican comes down with a rebound and a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on Tri-County. Dustin Kapke with his first team foul, number one of the second period. All right, Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen across the timeline. Works to the left side. Hands off to Leighton Behrens. Behrens top of the key. Brody Kaler with it. Finds Sloan Pelican on the right elbow. Pelican, one dribble now between the rings. Free throw line. Gives it to the left side. Camden Dollinghouse for three. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse with his first three of the night. And the score 13-10. Tri-County's advantage. Cut to three now in the opening minute of the second quarter. Clock running 7:10 to play. Second period. Big collision. Bales trying to get to the basket. You can't run over Sloan Pelican. That doesn't work. No. Drew Sims handles the basketball. Down into the corner left side. There's a three on the way. Left elbow, no. Rebound. Bales lost the ball out of bounds. Somebody apparently Pelican tipped it away from him. When you run into Sloan Pelican on that baseline, it's like running into a fire plug. It's not, who planted that tree there?
Yeah, don't try to jump over that fire plug. You're not dangerous.
That won't go. All right, Tri-County with the ball to inbound it in the corner, down on the left side. Stroff to toss it in. Back it comes to Stroff. He'll dribble to the top of the key and come up to Sims with it. Sims to the left wing. That's Cameron Reynolds handling the ball. Lob pass underneath the basket. To the top of the circle. Now Stroff for three. Off the iron, no. The tip around. Pelican with the rebound. Gets it out ahead to Brody Kaler. Fall away shot. Kaler got it. Oh, that was a sweet athletic move by Brody Kaler for the little 10-foot jumper. Brody's got 7 points. It's a one-point contest. Tri-County up 13-12. Bales in the corner looking for the cutter. Comes to Sims, top of the key, around to the near side to Stroff. In the corner right side, that's Reynolds with the ball. They pass this ball quickly around the outside perimeter, not having any luck penetrating this defense of Johnson-Brock.
Not at all.
They are. I got to give it to them. They're very patient, trying to wait for an opportunity. Now Stroff gets trapped on the right side of the lane, back around to the left elbow with it, penetrating in, won't go. Back to Stroff again. Pelican's there with him. Stroff driving the baseline under the basket, kicks it out to Bale. Now back up top to Sims. Sims to the left wing. Ball is loose. Bales has it taken away by Camden Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock with a chance to take the lead. Pelican for three. Got it. He banked it in off the glass. Sloan Pelican from about 3 feet outside the top of the circle. Timeout taken Tri-County. 5:29 to play first half. 15-13. Johnson Brock up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, Johnson Brock has reeled off eight straight unanswered points to start this second quarter. They trail 13-7 at the end of the first period, and 2.5 minutes into this quarter, they've scored eight straight. An 8-0 run makes it 15-13. Johnson Brock up by two. Tri-County has the basketball. Brayden Stroff will bring it down and set it up at the top of the circle. Off to Bales on the left wing. Almost lost his dribble. Bales
comes to the right side with it. Gronemeyer gets it into the corner now, down deep to Strolf once again. This is Peyton Gronemeyer with the ball. Top of the key, moving to the right side. Bales from the corner, a long three is up and off, no good. Pelican down there battling for that rebound. I'm going to say Sloan touched it last. He was fighting with Tate Gronemeyer.
Thought perhaps they'd call a foul, or Gronemeyer made a lot of contact with the backside.
Ball goes off of Pelican. It'll belong to Tri-County. They will inbound it. Cameron Reynolds to toss it in. Reynolds lobs it all the way up top to Bales. Caden Bales to round the horn to the right wing. Strolf with it again. Now Sims handles the ball. Sims looks over to Gronemeyer and instead comes back to the right wing. Now goes to Bales. Outside the perimeter. They're passing this ball around. Now they go inside the paint with it. Bales can't get anywhere. Back around to Sims. John, they're passing this ball 90% of the time outside the three-point arc. Not able to penetrate in there. There's a shot by Bales in the paint. And as I said, they couldn't. They did. Bales put it up quickly. His first 2 points. We're tied at 15 all. 4:27 to play here in the first half. Here comes Sloan Pelican. Pelican hands it off. Shot from the free throw line. Up and good. Brody Kaler. Kaler's got 9 points now for Johnson Brock. 17-15. Your Johnson Brock Eagles back up by two. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Lob pass down into the corner. That's Strolf. With the ball is Braden Strolf up to the top of the key. Gronemeyer to the left wing with it. Find Sims down inside to Bales. Now Strolf again to the right side. Gronemeyer holds the ball. He's guarded by Dollinghaus. That's Kason Dollinghaus out there. Gronemeyer around the outside perimeter. They continue to pass it outside that three-point arc. Now moving toward the basket in the lane. Nothing there. They come back out to Sims. This Johnson Brock defense kind of has Tri-County confounded here a little. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound brought down. Then Pelican grabs the ball up loose. Tri-County fans not happy. Kason Dollinghaus gives it to Sloan Pelican. Open look three. That one won't go, but a rebound. Leighton Barron's follow shot. It won't go. And the rebound taken away off the floor by Tayden Gronemeyer.
Everybody's a little frustrated on both teams so far.
3:13 to play first half. 17-15. Johnson Brock up by two. Sims with the basketball. Drew Sims, the point guard.
Switch running man-to-man here.
Into the corner. Bales will launch a long three. He got it. Caden Bales with a three from down in the left corner. They finally just decided to take the long shot there, John. Not able to get it in. Now it's a one-point Tri-County lead. Kason Dollinghaus beats to Camden Dollinghaus. Driving layup by Camden. Got the basket. Wait a minute.
Yeah, blocking foul called. He's going to get one free throw here.
Basket counts.
Foul.
Go ahead.
Cameron Reynolds is second. Team foul number two of the quarter. Camden Dollinghaus out with seven and looking for 8 points in the game.
Camden got the basket. Now he'll be at the line for the and one. He's made two in a row tonight. 19-18. Johnson Brock back up by a single point with 2:45 to go here in the first half.
Chase Van Winkle back in for the Eagles along with Austin Meyer.
81% free throw shooter. It's good. He's 3 for 3 tonight. He's 100% free throw shooter. And it's 20-18. The lead is 2 now for Johnson Brock. As into fourth court comes Drew Sims with the dribble. Around the horn to the baseline left side, down deep. Up to Kapke. That's Henry Kapke in the ballgame with the ball. Right corner, Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds clears it to Sims for three. He got it. Nice job there by Drew Sims, his second three-pointer of the night. And that's going to put Tri-County back up by one, 21-20. Here's Camden Dollinghaus for three. It's up and off, no good. Rebound Tri-County. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul, most likely, on Chase Van Winkle.
Chase will pick up his second foul, and that is the first foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock with 2:10 left to go in the first half.
Sloan Pelican back onto the floor, replacing Chase Van Winkle. 21-20, Tri-County up.
Bales back in there, also for Tri-County now.
All right, Keaton Bales back on the floor. Here comes Sims into forecourt to Henry Kapke, left wing. Gronemeyer comes up to Bales with it, around to Sims. He wanted to go to the right baseline, couldn't get there. Now Sims feeds to the corner. Again comes to Gronemeyer. That's Sims in the paint. Kicks it out to Henry Kapke on the left wing. Now driving on the baseline. They feed it inside to Kapke. Shot is up, doesn't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Kason Dollinghaus called for the foul. His first.
team foul number two in the second period.
At the free throw line, Dustin Kapke has not scored yet tonight. This will be his first trip to the charity stripe. Shooting two, the first one is up and short. No good, off the front of the rim. A minute 45 to play here in the first half. 21-20, Tri-County up by one, leading the undefeated Johnson Brock Eagles. Kapke, ready for the second free throw. The shot is up. The shot is good. He got it. And now Johnson Brock falls behind by two, 22-20. Here comes the Eagles down court. That's Camden Dollinghouse. Goes to the right side to Brody Kaler up top, Sloan Pelican. Oh, Camden almost lost the ball out of bounds. Got the loose ball back into the corner. Cason Dollinghouse for three. In and out, no good. Could have followed the shot there. The rebound comes down to Tri-County. Sims will bring it down. Drew Sims, a cross-court pass. Into the corner, Henry Kapke, top of the key, bails with it. Bails to the right corner to Strong. Strong lost the dribble inside, back to Henry Kapke. Now again, Drew Sims handling the ball. Covering him is Camden Dollinghouse. Man-to-man defense here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Down to a minute to play here in the first half. Tri-County up by two. Bounce pass to Bales. Bales had it tipped away nicely. They're talking and looking at one another. Yeah.
That's right, Paul. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people on our side that didn't like that. That's the right call.
Yeah, it's the right call. They got it. They got it correct, and the official did what he should do. He checked with the other official that had a better view of it. 22-20, Tri-County by two. Less than a minute to play in the quarter. Driving is Cason Dollinghouse in the corner on the right side of the bucket. Top of the key, Brody Kaler. Kaler to Camden Dollinghouse. Collision there. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cameron Reynolds.
His first team foul, number three in the quarter.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball, trailing by two, 22-20, with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Inbound the ball to Sloan Pelican. Gives it right back to Camden Dollinghouse. He'll set it up. Over to Meyer, Austin Meyer, who's on the floor now for Johnson Brock. Again, to the left elbow with it. Cason Dollinghouse tries to move to the basket. Sims won't give him the baseline. Brody Kaler comes up with it to Pelican, baseline left side. Top of the key, Camden Dollinghouse dribbling to the corner, right side, driving, layup, got it, and he will be fouled. Nice move to the basket there by Camden Dollinghouse to get the bucket and draw the foul for the and one.
Foul on Tayden Gronemeyer, his second. And a chance for a three-point play for Camden Dollinghouse.
All tied at 22 apiece. Camden Dollinghouse can give the Eagles the lead once again, and he does. Dollinghouse 4-for-4 from the line. He's got 11 points now in the ballgame. 17 seconds to go. 23-22. Johnson Brock by one. Here comes Tri-County to play for a final shot. He weaves the ball at the top of the key to Bales. Bales goes to the right side of the lane. He lost his dribble. 5 seconds to go. It's Drew Sims working inside. Bounce pass underneath, stolen away. Shot at the buzzer. Oh, that came close. 23-22, your Johnson Brock Eagles with a one-point lead at halftime here in the 2024 Pioneer Conference Boys Championship game. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair?
David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Southern High School in Wymore. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at the first half numbers, here's Sean Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. 7 lead changes, 2 ties in the first half tonight. 5 of those lead changes in that second quarter. We went back and forth. They have a Tri-County 13-7 after one quarter. Johnson Brock outscoring the Trojans 16-9 in quarter number 2. For Tri-County, they have loaded up on three-pointers. Caden Bales has 5 points, 1 triple. Drew Sims has a pair of triples for 6. Braden Stroff has 1 three-pointer. He's got 5, 1 point for Dustin Kapke, and 5 points for Tayden Grunemeyer, including 1 three-pointer in the first half. For the Johnson Brock Eagles in the first half, it is 11 points for Camden Dollinghouse and 9 for Brody Taylor in the first half. They kind of dominated the scoring for Johnson Brock. 3 for Sloan Pelican. And that is it. I did not realize only 3 Eagles have scored so far in the first half. Both teams 3 for 4 at the free throw line. Fouls for Johnson Brock. Chase Van Winkle 2 off the bench. Nobody else with more than 1. Tri-County has Drew Sims, Cameron Reynolds, and Tayden Grunemeyer, each with 2, and possibly somebody else with 2 fouls that we have not been able to find ourselves in this first half. But that's where we are at. 23-22, Johnson Brock lead at halftime.
The halftime numbers have been presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, Highland, Kansas. They're close to home, but far from dead. You're invited to check them out at highlandcc.edu. 23-22, our halftime score. Johnson Brock on top. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes from Kirk Kilman back at our studios, and then we'll be back for third quarter action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
At Neenah County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance?
Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Sandy Sennheuber with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have wet weather continuing to occur all weekend as rain moves into the area and continues for our Sunday. We will see sunshine returning early next week with our temperatures remaining well above average. Showers, cloud cover in mid-50s. For your Saturday, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Showers continue tonight, 42 degrees. For your low, we'll still have breezy easterly winds. Sunday rain showers, cloud cover will be cooler in the upper 40s, but still above that average high, which is 42. Northeast winds gusting over 20. For Monday, we will see plenty of sunshine as our high temperatures warm to 52 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faliber on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Southern High School. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you, getting set for the second half of our nightcap tonight, this boys' championship game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles, with a slim one-point margin, they lead it 23-22. And, John, that was a very competitive six quarters of basketball we just watched. The girls' championship game. And the first half of this one, we ended up in overtime with Sacred Heart getting the win in the girls' championship. Here in the third quarter, Johnson Brock has come from behind to take a single one-point lead. We move to third quarter action. Here's John.
All right, Johnson Brock basketball to start this third quarter. They'll go left to right as we look at it here in the second half tonight. Johnson Brock, Pelican, up the floor. We'll get it off to Kason Dollinghouse. He'll hold. He'll look. Off to Perrin, and Lane will pass it off, and now Kason with it again. Gets the man-to-man defense. They go to Taylor, and he got tripped up and called for traveling. He didn't get set after he made the move.
Pressuring defense there by Tate and Gronemeyer kind of forced that turnover, Sean.
To the front court come the Tri-County Trojans. With it will be Drew Sims. Off the left side, Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer will give it up to Bales, and now they'll run a little weave out top. Pass the ball to Sims, left side wing, and a drive on the baseline. Cut off there is Stroth. He'll ask Gronemeyer for three. It's up. It's no good. And Nollinghouse with the rebound for Johnson Brock. He'll bring it up through the circle at midcourt. Off the left side he goes with the pass again. Ferentz into Pelican. Kick it out of there. Kaler for three. Too strong. Rebound comes back to Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds will give it to Sims. And up the floor comes a sophomore guard for Tri-County. He'll dribble it. He keeps looking. Nobody cutting off the baseline on the man-to-man defense for Johnson Brock again. Now they take it out right side. Stroth, he's going to fire a long one. Too strong on the flat iron. Rebound picked off by Pelican. Pelican will bring it. You ever notice Sloan Pelican at 5'9", how many rebounds he gets? Kind of hanging around underneath there.
Takes up a lot of space under there.
Yeah. All right, on the left side now, with it is Taylor. He'll come to Ferentz, out beyond the three-point line, over to Pelican. He'll load up for three, and too strong off the back iron. Rebound to Sims. Sims will give it away. Stroth ahead to Bales, and back to Stroth. Stroth moves over, gives the ball to Gronemeyer, to Sims on the right sideline. Bounce pass forward to Bales, at the free-throw line now, Reynolds, and they pass it back out of there. Patience against the Johnson Brock defense has been the order of the day for Tri-County.
We played 2 minutes with no score here in the fourth quarter.
The right side, third quarter.
Third quarter.
I don't blame you. It's been a long day. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Johnson Brock on the pass from one side to the other.
Not one of the quarters.
Yeah. So Tri-County will inbound it, I think.
Got to reset the pins.
Okay, there. I have monkeys to do that? Pin boys, I guess it was, huh? All right, take the ball back out to the top. Stroth will pass it right side, get it right back. John Brock back in that zone, and Kaler tipped the ball away when chasing after a Tri-County Trojan got in his way and screened him from the ball that goes out of bounds.
Rody wanted that ball bad.
Inbounding, Sims to Stroth. Stroth dribbles up. Now it's a man defense for Johnson Brock. Left side to Sims. On the baseline, back out of the top to Stroth. Stroth will hold it, come over right side, back to Sims. Wanted a three, couldn't get it away in time. Now Stroth again dribbles. Left side, he goes to Gronemeyer. Next break in the action, we'll see Dustin Kapke enter the game for the Trojans. And a long three from the wing. No good by Bales. Foul on the rebound will be called on the Eagles.
Cason Dollinghouse will be tagged for the personal foul. His second personal, team foul number one of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
Kapke in, Gronemeyer, or excuse me, Gronemeyer 12, the Reynolds out of there, 12, not 21. So Tri-County inbound from the baseline. Stroth lobbed it too tall, but it went all the way out to Sims. So they avoid the turnover there, they shouldn't have. And now they'll work the ball back around to the right side. Stroth in through, steps through, underneath, blocked from behind by Camden Dollinghouse on the layup attempt by Dustin Kapke.
I got to give a tip of the hat to our official on the far side, Greg Harden. A little boy in the red shirt ran onto the floor. Greg grabbed him, sent him back to his mama while the action was under the basket. That's my kind of referee.
Hey, he wanted to play.
That was a great job.
Just give me the ball. All right, driving Gronemeyer in. A lot of contact. Came back to him off the rim. He goes again, and it will be a rebound picked up by Leighton Ferentz. Heading out to Kaler. Kaler, left side to Cason Dollinghouse. He'll move back to top. Weave it around, and they picked it up for Pelican. They got a little tangled up and got a traveling call.
Back to that thought. Greg Harden scooped that little boy up and handed him back to Mama without ever taking his eyes off the ball game. He was watching the play the whole time. That was pretty impressive.
Did the referees really watch the game?
He was.
Oh, that's just some of the fans that think that, I know, sometimes. And now straw pass tipped away by Ferentz. Cason Dollinghouse driving it in across the lane. Layup won't go. The shot missed by Kaler, but Ferentz on the follow, I believe, isn't it? Leighton got that, Randy?
Yes, Leighton Ferentz with the basket.
Got the tip at the other end, hustled down the floor, got the offensive rebound, and put it back up and in.
That's the first 2 points of the quarter by either team, and we've played 4 minutes.
25-22, Johnson Brock. Moving around, Kapke will hand it off, and now it's Stroff again to Bales. Out on the right side of the floor, all the way near the sideline, and now Bales has it out there, all the way out top. And now it's left side, Gronemeyer. Back to the top, they straddle the volleyball line, now move up.
Amazing patience here by the Tri-County offense.
3:30 to play here in the third. Ball shipped away out of bounds by Camden Dollinghouse, away from Sims. And now Bales will trigger from the side.
Henry Kapke back onto the floor, replacing Brayden Stroff.
15 feet up off that baseline, lob it back to Sims. Sims dribbling to the right side with Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer looking. Tried to fake. I think did he hit himself in the eye?
Looked like it.
Now Bales with it. His eye is red. He swung that ball around and kind of caught himself in the eye, it looked like. The defender wasn't close enough to get him. Now left side with it is Kapke. That is Henry Kapke. He goes down to Bales. And the free throw line, they had Dustin Kapke. He didn't even look at the bucket. He was wide open. Back out Tom Gronemeyer. Johnson Brock overplaying everything. Sims out near midcourt. Gives it away to Henry Kapke. He'll work to the right side of the dribble to Bales. Bales in the middle with it now to Dustin Kapke. Back to Bales down the right side. Blocked by Taylor and out of bounds. Touch last by Bales. Eagle ball.
The last two trips down the floor, Brody Kaler made some incredible defensive plays here. Austin Meyer back onto the floor now for Johnson Brock. Pelican will take a break. Time out on the floor. 2:38 to go, third quarter. 25-22. Johnson Brock up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2:38 left in the third quarter. Johnson Brock, I don't know if they're enjoying the three-point lead, but they have a three-point lead.
I'm not sure. Tri-County, what have they shot? Maybe two or three times in this whole quarter? They just run
into the ball inside to
run their offense. And
barely
their
get
offense.
It up to the three-point line.
Yeah.
All right, Eagle basketball, and it's going to be Kaysen Dollinghouse to walk it up the floor. Throws it down in the corner, now to Camden. Over to Kaler at the top, between the circles. Away to Meyer. Looks for a cutter inside, gets the ball away, now to Garrison Bowie. Checked into the game. Bowie holding it, hands it away to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He goes in, lost his balance, fell to the floor, and gets away to Bowie. And now over to Kaler on the left sideline. Back to the middle, Camden Dollinghouse, 2:05 to play. Over to the left side to Kaler again. Now Johnson Brock's turn to be patient on the offensive end.
Pace is picked up here.
Left side, and they try to get it to Kaysen Dollinghouse, knocked away. He is caught in the corner. Now Lucas Dollinghouse wants a timeout. Still a three-point Johnson Brock lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Pelican back on the floor coming out of the timeout, replacing Garrison Bowie. So Pelican back on the floor for the Eagles.
He'll throw it back court to Camden Dollinghouse on the inbound, and the junior brings up, throws to Kaler. Over to Pelican for three. It's short, no good. Tipped out of there by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Back to Kaler near midcourt. Camden Dollinghouse over to Pelican. Minute 35 to go in the third. And Meyer for three fills it up from the right side of the circle. Austin Meyer with the first points of the game.
Austin says, good evening, everyone. I'm Austin Meyer.
8-22. 5-point, making a 6-point advantage for Johnson Brock. That's about as big a lead as anybody has had. And a block at the other end by Johnson Brock. Out of bounds off of the Eagles. No Eagle fans are happy, and I didn't see what happened.
You want to know what happened?
I didn't see who knocked it out.
The ball went off of Henry Kapke's knee, flying off.
I knew there were unhappy Eagles.
Justifiably so.
Inbound the ball to Braden Straub. Minute 12, and he holds the ball out near midcourt. Passes it off to Gronemeyer. Now to Bales, looks for a cutter. Sims in the middle. Floater up and good on the right side. Sims with his third hoop has eight. It's a 4-point ball game.
First 2 points of the quarter.
Four take it to the right County side. And now a drive by Camden going out. He is bumped and he'll be fouled by Caden Bales. And Jeremy Sims turns his back and walks away frustrated.
On Bales, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Tri County did not score their first 2 points until the 1 minute mark left to play here in the third quarter.
Van Winkle out. Kaysen Dollinghouse back in for the Eagles. Pelican will inbound to Camden. Now back to Pelican. Now to Kaler. Kaler driving right, Dollinghouse driving right side, throws it out to Kaler. Now he'll move. They'll give it back to Cam Dollinghouse over the far side. Pelican.
35 seconds.
Right side now with it is Meyer. Now Pelican. Fender goes flying by. He waits, gives it to Meyer. Off balance, got the catch, didn't travel, and throws it up over the front for two more and a 6-point lead.
Great assist by Sloan Pelican.
3-pointer for Gronemeyer at the other end. Up, no good. He got his own rebound and then got fouled when he came down by Pelican.
Sloan Pelican picks up his first personal. That's the second team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. 15 seconds to go here in the third.
Inbounding will be Straw from the baseline. Everybody lines up on a corner of the lane, and he'll lob it out to Sims on the left side of the floor. 10 seconds on the clock, and now Straw for the basketball. Sims moving up into the paint, bounce pass down low. Shooting and missing, but fouled will be Cameron Reynolds. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Camden Dollinghouse will be called for the personal, his second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter.
Reynolds, no scores in the ball game. First trip of the line for the 6'4" senior. He'll set himself up. It's on the way. It's good. 30-25 with a free throw. Straub is out, back in. Henry Kapke for Tri-County. 4.2 seconds left. Free throw up and good. He got them both. Now Johnson Brock has to get on their horse here to end the third quarter. Camden Dollinghouse stops, pops for three, and he hit it. He was well behind that front line of the volleyball court. And Randy, it almost looked like he traveled, but no call. And it will be a 3-pointer for Johnson Brock at the buzzer. They're up by 7, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brown.
Brock outscored Tri-County 10-4 there in that third quarter. Tri-County didn't score their first points till the one-minute mark to play in the third period. JV led by one at halftime. Now they have a seven-point advantage. It'll be Tri-County's basketball. We move back to live action. Here's the inbound pass to Sims. Comes to Bales on the near side. Gives back up to Drew Sims. Now Bales finds Gronemeyer with the pass. We're back to this same routine of running the ball around the outside of the three-point arc here, John. Patient offense for Tri-County. Bales feeds it to the left corner. Here's a three from the left side, up and off, no good. A struggle for the rebound. They come down together with it. I believe they're going to tag Camden Dollinghouse for the foul.
They do. It'll be his third foul. And they both went up and kind of tipped up for the basketball. They came down. They spun a little bit. Donald had his arm around the head of the Tri-County Trojan.
So Tri-County will have the basketball, play it in on the baseline under their own bucket. Up to Drew Sims, out at the top of the key between the rings. Sims with the basketball, dribbles to the top of the circle. Bounce pass goes to Bales inside the paint from the right elbow. A three is up and off, no good. There's Pelican again for that rebound at 5-9. Sloan Pelican with the defensive board. Down court quickly in the corner on the left side for Johnson Brock. Van Winkle in the ballgame. They feed it to the right side to Kaler. Kaler, top of the key. Gives it up to Leighton Behrens. Behrens finds Kaysen Dollinghouse. He got trapped between two defenders for a minute. Again to the left side it goes. Over to Van Winkle. Top of the key. Kaysen Dollinghouse handles the ball. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Left side, Brody Kaler. Now Van Winkle with it. Chase Van Winkle on the dribble. Johnson Brock doing a great job of running clock here. Kaysen Dollinghouse feeds into Pelican. Driving layup. It wouldn't go. Oh, Sloan Pelican had an uncontested lay-in. A great feed to him. Wouldn't drop. And the lead remains at 7. 33-26. 6:39 to go in the ballgame. Jaden Grotemeyer beats to the corner. Pelican with a steal. Sloan Pelican comes up with a defensive steal. Here comes up. Court with the basketball. Feeds it to the corner right side. Brody Kaler open look for two. 12 feet away. Rebound pulled down by Sims. Should have followed the shot. How many times have we said that tonight, John?
More than we should.
33-26. The lead is 7 with 6:14 to go in the ballgame. Tri-County is down. They have the basketball.
Grotemeyer. More than we should need, too.
Yes. Grotemeyer to the right side. Reynolds. Reynolds holds the ball on the left wing. Down into the corner. Here's Sims for 3. Got it. Drew Sims nails the 3. He's got 11 points in the ballgame now. For the 5'10 sophomore, 33-29. The lead is down to 4 now for Johnson Brock with 5:48 to go in the ballgame. Leighton Behrens gives it up to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle beats to the left side. Brody Kaler, there's a contact foul going to be called against Tri-County.
Foul on 21. Okay, Grotemeyer, his third first foul of the quarter on the Trojans.
I think we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 5:41 to go in the ballgame. 33-29. Johnson Brock is up by 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you inside the gymnasium here at Southern High School in Whitemore, Nebraska. Kurt Kilmut inside our production studio as our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. 5:41 left to play in regulation in this one. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Tri-County Trojans 33-29. This is the third of three big games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny. In the girls' championship game a little while ago, the Sacred Heart Irish got a 67-60 overtime win over Johnson Brock, and now we're trying to settle the boys' championship. Johnson Brock with a four-point lead will have the basketball when play is resumed. The inbound pass comes into Camden Dollinghouse. He takes it to the right side of the lane. Dollinghouse hands up to Leighton Behrens, who just holds the ball for a minute. They're not coming out to get it. Now goes to Kaysen Dollinghouse with it.
Tri-County's turned the pressure up a notch or two here. Here's a steal. With the steal is Bales. Bales feeds it in. Gronemeyer lost the handle. Gronemeyer moves to the basket, got the bucket, and he is fouled. Aiden Gronemeyer with the bucket. He'll have the and one coming.
And the Dolly now just picked up his fourth foul of the ball game. Second foul on the team here in quarter number two.
2-point basketball game, 33-31. Johnson Rock up by two. Gronemeyer at the line with an and one, a chance to close it within one. And he does. The shot is up and good. 1-point basketball game, 33-32. Johnson Brock, 18-0, undefeated, coming into this one. They've won 25 straight, dating back to last season. Now the Eagles trying to hold on for a championship here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Brody Kaler passes to the corner. Down deep right side to Van Winkle. Back to Kaler, driving lay-in. Kaler, oh, he can't get it. And there's Sloan Pelican with the rebound. Cason Dollinghouse for three, in and out, no good. Rebound Tri-County. Trojans with a chance to take the lead this trip down. They trail by one, 33-32, and 4:44 to play in the basketball game. Gronemeyer in on the left elbow. Feeds into the corner, gives it to Bales. Bales comes up with it to Kapke. Dustin Kapke, that is. Now Bales wants to go to the right side of the lane. Can't get there. Feeds Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer lost the basketball. Leighton Behrens with the steal. Behrens gives it up to Cason Dollinghouse. He'll bring it up the court. Johnson Brock with a 1-point lead and the ball. 4:19 to go in the ball game. Sloan Pelican feeds inside to Behrens. Behrens went down for a dribble. They're going to say he traveled with it. It'll turn the ball over. He should have just went right up, John.
Well, Cason Gronemeyer standing there, jumping in the air, and that made him change his shot. He'd already committed to jumping up.
Cameron Reynolds back onto the floor now for Tri-County, replacing Dustin Kapke. Kapke will take a breather. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this one. It's 33-32. Johnson Brock up by one. Tri-County with the basketball. Cameron Reynolds. And with the dribble comes Braden Stroff into forecourt. Now goes to Reynolds. Reynolds finds Bales on the right elbow. Bales has to give it back up to Sims once again. Out of the left wing it comes to Reynolds. He goes to Bales, left side in the corner. Gronemeyer handles the ball up top to Sims. Here we go, driving for the lay-in. Gronemeyer for three from the left side. Got it. Caden Gronemeyer hits a three from the left wing, and it's 35-33. Tri-County up by two now with 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Johnson Bach trailing by two. Eagles give it up top. Brody Kaler. Kaler to the right side. Van Winkle. Pelican in the corner. Back again it comes to Kaler. Timeout taken Johnson Brock. 3 minutes, 27 seconds to play in the ballgame. 35-33. Tri-County up by two. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
35-33, Tri-County up by two. Johnson Brock led it by seven after the end of the third quarter. Johnson Brock has not scored nine straight points, nine unanswered points to start this fourth quarter for Tri-County. And now they have the lead by two. 3 minutes, 27 seconds to play here at Southern High School in Wymore. Johnson Brock down by two will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. The inbound pass goes into Caden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse, to the right side, into the corner, Sloan Pelican. Pelican takes a couple of dribbles, works up between the rings to the top of the circle. Across court pass goes to Brody Kaler with it. Up top to Leighton Behrens. Behrens over to the left side. Caden Dollinghouse driving for the layup. Gets knocked to the floor. He will be at the line. Camden Dollinghouse should be shooting two shots here, I believe.
That's four on Caden Gronemeyer. Camden has got to be careful. He's got four fouls as well. Charged in there like that. He landed on his elbow, Randy.
Camden Dollinghouse has 14 points in the ballgame. Pretty sure he hit his funny bone.
Uh-oh, here he's shooting two shots. Amden Dollinghouse, our official, Greg Hart, getting out the towel here. He watches out for the little kids, does some babysitting, does a little housekeeping here with the towel. He's an all-around referee, that
he's
man.
He's probably driving tonight, too, I suppose.
Probably is. At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse to shoot two shots. The first one is up, and it is good. Dollinghouse now with 15 points in the basketball game. Another free throw coming here. The 6'2 junior is an 81% free throw shooter on the season. It's good. He hit them both. Boy, those were a couple of big free throws. Ties us up once again at 35 all with 3:06 to go. In the contest, we're tied at 35. The girls' championship game, we had to go to overtime to get that one settled. Let's see what happens here. All tied at 35. Tri-County with the basketball. 3 minutes to play in the game. Caden Bales gives it up top to Sims. Sims, guarded by Van Winkle in the man-to-man defense, across to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer gives it up to Reynolds. Reynolds comes back to the near side. Stroff handles the ball. Now Bales with it. Bales inside to Sims at the free throw line. Again to Stroff. On the right side, this is Gronemeyer. 2:35 to go in the ball game. Reynolds takes a couple of dribbles. Reynolds looks for the cutter in the paint. Can't get it. Finds Bales instead. Bales tries to work on Kaler. Can't get to the basket. Patient offense here by Tri-County with the score tied at 35 all. 2:22 left to play in the ball game. Stroff holds it at the top of the circle. Reynolds now back to Stroff again on the right side. To the left elbow. This is Cameron Reynolds. Just holds the ball for a minute. Oh, it almost got away from Bales. Bales kicks it to the corner. Gronemeyer handles the ball. Looking for the corner. Bales thought about it. Can't get an open look. Top of the circle again.
1:55 left.
You suppose they're going to consider trying to run this clock down for a final shot?
I think both times have like three timeouts left.
From the 3 minute mark at the free throw line. Ball tipped away. Stolen by Pelican. Pelican has to hang on to the ball and very wisely just maintains possession of the basketball. That's a senior thoughtfulness there. Okay, with the ball. Behrens comes up top. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. What a big steal by Sloan Pelican to get the possession. 1:35 left to play in this one. We're tied at 35 all. Don't go away. We'll back in a half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
This is Sunny 101.3.
To a minute 35 left to play in what's been a long afternoon and evening of basketball here at Southern High. We're all tied up at 35 apiece in this boys' championship game. Johnson Brock has the basketball, courtesy of that steal by Sloan Pelican before the timeout. All right, back to live action for the Eagles. Pelican on the dribble. He's double-teamed. Has the ball taken away by Sims. Sims gets the ball back, and now Tri-County. Perhaps a chance to play for the final shot here. Again, tied at 35 all. A minute 17 on the clock. Sims at the top of the circle. Pelican comes out after him, looking for the steal. Across court pass to Gronemeyer. Now Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds up top, Gronemeyer left wing. Kapke handles it. Now Sims, timeout taken by Coach Jeremy Sims with 1:02 to go in the game. Still tied at 35 all. Once again, we'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
62 seconds left to play in regulation here in the
boys championship game of the Pioneer Conference. We're tied at 35 all. Tri-County 35, Johnson Brock 35. The Trojans will have possession of the basketball coming out of this timeout. Obviously, their plan is going to be to play for the final shot and the win here, not leave Johnson Brock enough time to respond. If you miss it, well, you go to overtime and keep playing, John. Pretty simple stuff.
What do we get paid for overtime games? Time and a half, or what is it?
Not sure. I have to check with Justin.
We'll need that.
Caden Bales is going to inbound it on the side and forecourt against a pressuring man-to-man defense from Johnson Brock. He gets the pass safely into Braden Stroff. Stroff with a cross-court pass. Now back on the near side, Bales with the ball. Bales looking for Sims. Sims wants the basketball. Across it goes Sims, finds Kapke. Back up top once again, Strong, down to 45 seconds to go. Now Bales is going to take it toward the basket, decides to back out, gives it back to Sims. Down to 35 seconds to play. Around the horn, still working the ball outside the three-point arc to the top of the key.
Only two holding the ball. Fouls each so far.
Gronemeyer holds the ball. Gronemeyer being pressured. You don't want to foul here now.
They've only got two fouls. They can.
Now, I guess they could. Johnson Brock could foul and screw them up on their ball movement. Gronemeyer with 15 seconds at the top of the key to the right side. To Reynolds, and into the corner. Sims to the top of the key, and with 8.9 seconds, timeout taken by Tri-County. So Jeremy Sims wants to set up a final shot here in the last 9 seconds. It's a full timeout, so we will step aside and take one more 30-second break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Boys Championship on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Southern High School, Wymore, Nebraska. Hey, Johnson Eagle fans, you got to be enjoying the coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Sure glad to have you along with us. Those of you listening out in the DeWitt Tri-County area on MSCSports.net, glad you're tuned in to exclusive radio coverage of the Pioneer Tournament.
They got to get it in to Tri-County. They have no timeouts left. Johnson Brock has one left.
All right, 8.9 seconds on the clock. It'll be Tri-County's basketball. They'll play it in on the side. On the side in forecourt as well. They'll play it in. Waiting for the inbound pass. The count is on. They lob it into Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer goes to the corner with it to the top of the circle. Sims. It's going to be a shot from the top of the key. Step back. Long shot is up. Off no good. We're going to overtime. Putting the shot up was Caden Bales. He couldn't get it to fall. We'll put another 4 minutes up and play some more basketball after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And the tip to the overtime controlled by Tri-County. Will they try to hold it for 4 minutes, Randy?
We'll see.
They've got one timeout now with the overtime. Johnson Brock has two. One, no field goal for Johnson Brock in the fourth quarter. They made two free throws. They got outscored 9-2. Drew Sims in the lane, turns, passes out to the right sideline. Now inside, the ball goes to Reynolds, and we're going to whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock.
Sloan Pelican called for the personal on Sloan, his second personal, and that'll be the third team foul because the fouls carry over, of course, from the fourth quarter.
Four fouls on Cam Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Nobody else with more than two. Four on Gronemeyer for the Trojans. All right, here we come to the front court with the basketball. Is Strott, left side for Sims. Johnson Brock has brought in Chase Van Winkle to chase Sims all over the floor in the final 8 minutes.
I feel like Johnson Brock's been on defense for an eternity here.
They have. All right, working the ball. Left side is Strock. He comes off the near side to Gronemeyer. Now with it out top to Bales. Swinging around the perimeter against the man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Here's a drive to the free throw line. Kick it out. Gronemeyer drives, leans, can't connect. Taylor with the rebound, and the Eagles have possession of the basketball. Been a while. Coming up the floor with it, the junior, Taylor, off to Pelican. Pelican goes left side, now to the hands of Leighton Barron. And now Van Winkle shoots and came up short of the ball, sailing out of bounds.
Not sure that's what Coach Lucas Dollinghouse was looking for. The rare possessions of the basketball, you want to make the most of each and every possession. That's not what happened there.
Turned it over, really, two times in a row, last two times they've had the ball. Here comes Tri-County, Stroff up the floor. Off the right side to Sims. He's guarded now by Kaler out there. Bounce pass to Bales, down on the baseline, back out to Sims. They've got a timeout they can use now. They were out at the end of regulation. Down the right side with it is Camden Bales. He looks cross court, Gronemeyer to the top to Straw. Man-to-man defense, now Sims. Right side, Bales on the wing. He looks inside the three-point line. Kapke takes the pass to the paint, doesn't even look at the bucket. Back out it goes to Bales on the other side. Gronemeyer with it. Gronemeyer between the circles. Pelican steals it. Pelican going all the way in. Layup is good. Johnson Brock reclaims the lead on the Pelican steal and score. He's got five in the ball game. Back we go the other way now. Johnson Brock up 37-35. Bales with a minute 40 to go. Out top and coming across the floor. Now to Straw. Now it Kapke again to the top to Gronemeyer.
Amazed they're still this patient down by two. 1:29 to go.
Straw to Sims to Straw. And Bales on the right sideline. He's guarded by Kaler. And now a foul on Johnson Brock as Sims takes the pass. It's on Chase Van Winkle.
That's his third personal, only the fourth team foul, so we're not shooting. Now the next foul by Johnson Brock will be a shooting foul.
Tri-County has only fouled twice this second half, or their fourth quarter, and overtime. Straw to trigger. Camden Dollinghouse back in the ballgame and bringing it into Sims. Camden Dollinghouse playing with four fouls. He's chasing Straw now. Out top with the ball, Kapke. Off to Sims, looking, guarded there by Taylor. And now it goes to Bales. Minute five to go. Stroff looking inside, back to Kapke. Now the ball out between the circles again. And now right side, Bales hanging on to it. A two to tie, a three for the lead. And
50 seconds.
To Kapke. Dustin Kapke, the ball knocked out of bounds by Keeson Dollinghouse on the far sideline.
Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, John up yelling, don't foul, don't foul.
Now if they foul now, it's two free throws. Triggering will be Camden Bales. He'll go backcourt to Straw. Whatever you do, don't foul on a shot. Out
40 top. Seconds.
Working the ball. Bales, right side. Drives in, back. Lost his dribble. Sims back. It goes to Bales. Left side, Kapke.
30 seconds.
Justin Kapke with it. Kapke. Bales again. Moving into the paint. And the ball knocked loose. And it's picked up by Stroff. Shoots. Misses short. Rebound. Camden Dollinghouse. And he's fouled. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse all the way down across midcourt. Trying to get a timeout before the foul. And did he get it? He wants a full timeout. Wanted before that foul and didn't get it. All right, 37-35, Johnson Brock, 17 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
17 seconds up on the clock. We're in overtime in the Pioneer Conference Championship ballgame here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock has the basketball. Tri-County has to commit two fouls to put Johnson Brock at the free throw line here. It will be Johnson Brock ball underneath the Tri-County basket. Entering the game is Austin Meyer now. Inbound, it'll be Pelican. It comes in, and we've got a foul. And that's going to be number five, I think, on Gronemeyer.
Yep, Tate Gronemeyer fouls out of the ballgame, his fifth personal. He finishes the game tonight with 11 points in the contest for the Trojans.
So he's out. He'll be replaced. I believe Reynolds came back in there.
16.6 seconds now, John.
Pelican on the side this time, just about 5 or 6 feet up off the baseline. And he looks in, gets it into Kaler. He gets to the front court, and he is grabbed by Koepke.
Dustin Koepke, second personal foul, team foul number five. Johnson Brock will be at the line shooting two shots. None other than Brody Kaler. He's not been there yet tonight.
Kaler not scored since the second quarter. He had nine at halftime.
Best free throw shooter on the team, 82% from the line on the season.
For a three-point lead, it's short off the front, no good. Tri-County has life. Meyer is in, and Barrett is in for Johnson Brock. 1, 2, 3, at 5 and 5, that's what you get. Kaler at the line, ready to make it a three-point lead. It's up, it's good. Switches that one home, and it's a three-point lead for Johnson Brock. And now timeout, Tri-County with 11.3 seconds to go.
Let's keep it here this time, John, and talk about what we've witnessed. It was 13-7. Tri-County was up by 6 after one quarter. At the half, Johnson Brock led it by a single point, 23-22. 33-26, Johnson Brock by 7 on a last-second three-point buzzer beater to end that third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Johnson Brock got outscored 9-2. They did not score a field goal, only two free throws in that entire fourth quarter. We ended up all tied at 35 apiece. Now we've played a four-minute overtime down to 11.3 seconds. Tri-County, a very patient offense, John, have not put any points up. They have not scored in the overtime. Johnson Brock has come up with 3 points of their own and now hold a 38-35 advantage. 11.3 seconds to go. Coach Jeremy Sims took the timeout, talked to his Tri-County Cagers here. They're drawing up something. I wouldn't be surprised to see Drew Sims be the one to take the three here for him.
Him or Bales?
Yeah, Bales can hit him. Stroff's got one. Even Gronemeyer pulled up and hit one back.
But
the first
he's gone, though. He made two, but he's out. All right, here we go. Inbounding between the scorer's table and the Tri-County bench. Bales, the trigger man, goes backboard to Stroff. Up to the front. Left side, Sims. They run at him for three. It's up. It's short, no good. Rebound, Tri-County, three-pointer up off the rim, no good. Sims throws it up off, and the game is over. Johnson Brock, 38, Tri-County, 35 in overtime. The win to the Johnson Brock Eagles, their 27th consecutive win. They're 19-0 this season. They win the Pioneer Conference Championship for the second straight year over Tri-County. We'll come back and wrap up the scoring after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at four locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humble, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physicians assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we are back to wrap it up here at Wymore Southern High School in Wymore. Our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armtech at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. In the final, in overtime, Johnson Brock with the win, 38-35, outscoring Tri-County 3-0 in the overtime period. For Tri-County, they are led in the ball game by Caden Grunemeyer and Drew Sims with 11 points apiece. Caden Bales with 5, 1 for Dustin Kapke, 5 for Braden Straub, 2 for Cameron Reynolds. Tri-County went 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock, they are led in the game by Camden Dollinghouse. He had 16 points tonight, 10 for Brody Kaler in the contest, 5 each for Sloan Pelican and Austin Meyer, and 2 for Leighton Behrens. A steal by Pelican in the overtime, the only field goal in the overtime period. Johnson Brock went 7 of 8 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. In the girls' championship game played earlier here, it was Falls City Sacred Heart with a win over Johnson Brock. Final 67-60, again in overtime, outscoring Johnson Brock in the OT 13-6. Leading the way for Johnson Brock was Taryn Ottoman with 23, 11 for Brooke and Buckmeyer, and a dozen for Brooklyn Barrett. Sacred Heart led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 28-16 for McKinley Scholl, 11 for Avery Santa. Sacred Heart went 21-31 at the free throw line. Each team made 9 three-pointers in that ball game. In the boys' third place game tonight, Pawnee City and Exeter Milligan and Friend. It was EMF 61-48 with the win, improving to 12-7 on the year. They are led, EMF, by Brecken Schluter with 25 in the game, 14 for Grady Bresson and 13 for Zach Foster. Anthony Clay had 18 on a dozen for Jed Farwell for Pawnee City in the ball game. And in the girls' third place game this afternoon, Lord Central Catholic with a win over Miller O'Dell, 58-46. Our postgame scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for the Pioneer Conference Tournament here in 2024. On the air next week with basketball on Tuesday on Sunny 101.3, Mound City at Rockport on a Tuesday night, on KTNC on Tuesday night. We will have for you Falls City High at Dillon O'Dell Thursday on Sunny 101.3, Freeman at Johnson Brock. Eagle fans should be on with Freeman next Thursday night on Sunny, and HTRS of Falls City on KTNC on Thursday night. So that's going to wrap it up from here. For Randy Gatula and our engineer, Kirk Kilman. Good night, everybody, from Wymore, Nebraska.